gentlemen, good evening and welcome to Kranti Industries Limited Q4 and FY26 earnings conference call. We have with us today from the management, Mr. Sachin Subhash Vora, promoter, chairman and managing director, Mr. Sumit Subhash Vora, promoter and whole-time director, Ms. Sampada Baraswade, company secretary and compliance officer. As a reminder, all participants' line will be in listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star, then zero on your touchtone telephone. Before we proceed with this call, I would like to take this opportunity to remind everyone about the disclaimer related to this conference call. Today's discussion may be forward-looking in nature based on management's current beliefs and expectations. It must be viewed in conjunction with the risks that our business faces that could cause our future results, performance or achievements to differ significantly from what may be expressed or implied by such forward-looking statements. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Sachin Vora for his opening remarks. Thank you and over to you, sir.
Yeah. Good evening, everyone. It is my pleasure to welcome all our valued shareholders, investors, analysts and stakeholders to the Q4 and FY26 earnings conference call of Kranti Industries Limited. On behalf of the board and the entire Kranti team, I would like to thank you for joining us today and for your continued trust and support. I trust you have the opportunity to review our financial results, investor presentation and the press release, which have been uploaded on the BSE website as well as company's website. FY26, a transformational year. FY26 has been a transformational year for Kranti Industries and a significant milestone in our Vision 2030 journey. During the year, we crossed the landmark of rupees 100 crores consolidated revenue milestone for the first time in the company's history, delivered a strong turnaround in profitability, entered the defense manufacturing sector, commissioned our fourth manufacturing facility, strengthened our export business and further enhanced our manufacturing capabilities. These achievements reflect the successful execution of our long-term strategy and the strong foundation we have built over the years through disciplined investments in capacity expansion, technology, operational excellence, customer relationship and sector diversification. Vision 2030 at Kranti. Every strategic decision we take is guided by our Vision 2030 roadmap. Our aspiration is to transform Kranti into a globally recognized, technological-driven precision engineering company with a diversified presence across automotive, agriculture, construction equipment, EV, defense, industrial applications, and international market. Over the past several years, we have systematically invested in manufacturing capacity, advanced technologies, process excellence, customer diversification, and new growth sectors. The milestones achieved during FY26 are important steps towards realizing this long-term vision. Crossing the 100 crore revenue milestone is not the destination. It is an important stepping stone towards building a larger, stronger, and more valuable enterprise. Industry overview. The Indian economy continued to demonstrate resilience during FY26, supported by strong domestic demand, infrastructure spending, increasing manufacturing activity and policy support for industrial growth. Government initiatives such as Make in India, Atmanirbhar Bharat, production linked incentive schemes, defense indigenization and localization initiatives continue to strengthen India's position as a preferred global manufacturing destination. The precision engineering industry remains supported by favorable long-term structural trends, including increasing demand for precision engineered components, adoption of advanced manufacturing technology, localization requirement, and diversification of global supply chains. The agriculture and tractor sectors continue to remain important demand drivers, while investment across infrastructure, construction equipment, industrial machineries, and electric mobility supported broader growth opportunity. We are also witnessing encouraging developments in the defense manufacturing ecosystem. The government's focus on indigenous defense production and important substitution in creating significant opportunities for companies capable of meeting stringent quality and execution requirements. Globally, evolving trade dynamics and the ongoing China Plus One sourcing strategy continue to encourage multinational companies to diversify the supply chain. India's growing competitiveness into manufacturing and engineering position companies like Kranti favorably to capitalize on these opportunities. Overall, we remain positive on the long-term outlook for a precision engineering sector and believe the industry is well positioned to benefit from these structural growth drivers. Strategic highlights during FY26. FY26 was marked by several important strategic achievements that strengthen our platform and future growth. One of the most significant developments during the year was our entry into a defense manufacturing sector through machining orders which we received from AVML. This marks an important step in diversifying our business beyond traditional automotive application and create opportunities in a higher growth strategic sector. Other major milestone was the commissioning of our fourth manufacturing facility in Jaipur. Commercial product operations commenced from January 1, 2026, and the facility adds more than 35,000 square foot of machining capacity. This expansion significantly enhances our manufacturing capabilities, operational flexibility, and ability to support future customer requirements. We continue to invest in advanced CNC machining infrastructure, automation, process improvements, quality systems, and operational excellence initiatives. These investments are strengthening our ability to manufacture increasingly complex and value-added precision engineering products while improving productivity and efficiency. Q4 FY26 performance. Q4 of FY26 was a strategically important quarter for us. We delivered our highest ever quarterly revenue performance with standalone revenue reaching 29.31 crores, reflecting growth of 60.2% year-on-year and 28.2% subsequently over Q3 of FY26. EBITDA for the quarter stood at ₹167. However, these results largely reflect short-term investment associated with capacity creation and future growth initiatives. We believe these investments will generate meaningful operating leverage as utilization levels improve in the coming quarters. Importantly, the underlying fundamentals of the business remain strong, as reflected in our record quarterly revenues, healthy gross margins, and expanding business opportunities. FY26 financial performance. FY26 was a landmark year from financial perspective. On a consolidated basis, revenue increased by 28% to crossing 100 crores milestone for the first time. On the standalone basis, revenue increased by 30% to 93.88 crores. The strong revenue performance was supported by healthy customer demand, improved execution, better capacity utilization, encouraging export traction, and contribution from our expanded manufacturing facilities. Standalone EBITDA grew by 63.7% to 1,244 lakhs, with EBITDA margins improving significantly from 10.5% to 13.3%. Most importantly, standalone profit after tax improved to ₹260 lakhs compared to the loss of 75 lakhs in FY25. On the consolidated basis, EBITDA increased to 1,173 lakhs, while PAT turned positive to 156 lakhs compared to the loss of 308 lakhs in the previous year. This strong improvement in profitability reflects the benefits of operating leverage, improved efficiency, cost optimization initiatives, better product mix, and increasing contribution from value-added precision engineering components. These results validate the investments and strategic initiatives undertaken over the past several years and demonstrate the strength and resilience of our business model. As we enter FY27, we remain optimistic about the opportunities ahead despite ongoing global macroeconomic uncertainties. Our immediate priorities are to ramp up utilization at a Jaipur facility, improve operational efficiencies, strengthen profitability, expand exports, and deepen our presence in high growth sectors such as defense, industrial application, construction equipment, and electric mobility. We will continue to strengthen relationship with existing customers while pursuing opportunity arising from manufacturing localization, defense indigenization, and global supply chain diversification. Operational excellence, quality, productivity improvement, technology adoption, and prudent capital allocation will remain key pillars of our strategy. Our focus will continue to be on improving margins, maintaining healthy cash flows, enhancing working capital efficiency, and creating sustainable long-term value for our stakeholders. With expanded manufacturing facility, a diversified customer base, growing export opportunities, a stronger sector mix, and a clear vision of Vision 2030 roadmap, we believe Kranti is well positioned for the next phase of profitable growth. Closing remarks, FY26 has demonstrated the strength of our strategy, the resilience of our business model, and a commitment of our team. Crossing rupees 100 crore revenue milestone, returning to profitability, entering the defense segment, commissioning of fourth manufacturing facility, and strengthening our operational foundation provide us with confidence as we move into the next phase of growth. I would like to express my sincere gratitude to our board of directors for their guidance, our employees for the dedication and commitment, our customers for the continued trust, and our shareholders for your unwavering support. We remain committed to consistent execution, transparent communication, and sustainable value creation. Thank you. I would now be happy to take your questions.
Thank you, sir. Ladies and gentlemen, we will now begin the question and answer session. If you have a question, please press star and one on your telephone keypad and wait for your turn to ask the question. If you would like to withdraw your request, you may do so by pressing star and one again. Ladies and gentlemen, if you have any questions, please press star and one on your telephone keypad. Ladies and gentlemen, if you have any questions, please press star and one on the telephone keypad. The first question comes from the line of Disha Mehta from Millionaire Capital. Please go ahead.
Hello, am I audible?
Yes.
Yeah, I'm tracking Kranti. This is quite last 2-3 quarters, and congratulations on very good set of numbers. So just wanted to understand your current status on the Kalyani Technoforge and your EV focused customers. So what was that all about? First question. Second question is, what is our current revenue contribution to EV related components?
For Kalyani Technoforge Limited, we have developed one component for EV, which is again for a passenger car EV component. And since last around 12-15 months, we are continuously supplying. So we have currently one production line running for them, and we are into discussion for further future volumes. But right now, one production line is running for them. So that component we are doing machining and we are supplying to KTFL. Second, related to EV contribution, to overall in FY26, the contribution for EV components were around 5.3% in terms of revenue.
So this is excluding the Kalyani revenue?
Yeah. This is Kalyani, and as well as we are doing some component for Dana Group, as well as one more customer is there, that is Eka Mobility. So all three components put together, the revenue contribution is around 5.3%.
So if I understand, your major contribution, the revenue is coming from tractors.
Yes.
So are you seeing any distress in the rural area?
No. I'll explain you. See, in tractor industry, what last 3 years we have seen a consistent growth of numbers in domestic market. And from this year onwards, the European and American market has started growing in specifically agriculture sector. So this this is an additional impact which we are seeing in positive trend over the period of time. So next couple of years, we are seeing these two numbers to be growing further.
At the current situation of war, is it affecting any supply side or any of our clients in terms of delivery or something in export?
Supply chain, yes, there are a lot of challenges, and also and when it comes to the inflation impact, there are some lot of challenges going on. But industry is working on this, and customer also being supportive on this side, and we are working on the possible amicable solutions everywhere.
So, how do we see Kranti next 2 years down the line? So, we have now touched 100 crores revenue. So, how do you see now planning Kranti next 2 years?
We are very, very much optimistic, because whatever the projections what we are receiving from customer, as well as the line which we are growing in terms of new product developing, adding on the kitting, we expect, like I said in last year, so we expect a double-digit growth year on year from year, because that is going to happen. That is the positive, unless until something extraordinary does not happen, but there definitely a double-digit growth. Year on year is definitely we are expecting.
So one last question from our side is, we have just acquired a new company in Rajasthan. So
yeah,
what
different
product is there we get a new market or we get a new customer from this acquisition or joint venture? So what is the new thing that we got in this, the new setup that we have put in Jaipur?
Yeah, we have started one manufacturing facility in Rajasthan, Jaipur, where we have acquired, taken the complete land machinery along with the instrument and product and business on lease. And we have acquired that company, so since the 1st of January it is there. The decision or the advantages point of view is definitely entering into the northern belt, where there are automotive as well as auto ancillary has a good ecosystem which is developing from last 5-7 years or so. And the future also looks promising in that particular belt. So we have that opportunity to enter into the northern belt, being in, only into the western Maharashtra region. That is one initiative. Second is, it was a ready established plant with business, which directly added to our city. So that was a strategic move toward that. And third, importantly, customer whose plant, whose machining setup we have taken it. He will be our customer. They will be our only customer, and we'll be working for them closely. So we have an exclusivity agreement where their business, 100% machining business, will be routed through Kranti. I think that way we have tied up. So we think next 5-7 years, this will be a good synergy to enter into the segment also, as well as the geographical area.
Understood, sir. So one more, if I can squeeze in. All the Pune facility is now what capacity utilization?
It is around 65%.
Okay. Okay, so we have that buffer of more 35%.
Yeah. Okay. 35% of the revenue is manufacturing, somewhere around 80-85%.
Yeah.
Is a maximum optimized capacity utilization.
Yeah, understood. Thank you, sir, and all the best.
Thank you.
Thank you so much, sir. Ladies and gentlemen, if you have any questions, please press star and one on the telephone keypad. I repeat, if you have any questions, please press star and one on the telephone keypad. The next question comes from the line of Mr. Rishabh Sharma from VT Capital. Please go ahead, sir.
Hello. Thank you for the opportunity. Hello.
Yeah.
Yes, yeah. My question is on the last participant that asked, like, what is the current capacity utilization of only the plant 4 and the expected revenue contribution?
Revenue contribution. See, we started the commercial production in January. So if you come into Q4 of last financial, that is first quarter of that plant, the capacity was utilization was less than 40%.
Okay.
And coming to revenue expectation, we are expecting the revenue close to around 12 to 14 crores in this financial year from the plant 4 facility in Jaipur.
So, pertaining to all this acquisition, are you planning more acquisition in the future?
We have not currently planned in the immediate future, but yeah, this is in our roadmap of 2030 where we have to expand organically as well as inorganically grow.
So, on 2030, as a part of vision of 2030, what are the key strategic priorities for FY27, particularly like across automotive, defense, EVs, and other diversification initiatives you have taken?
Yeah, we are working on diversification initiative. We have planned accordingly, and strategically we are moving towards this defense segment or industrial engineering. See, if you see 5 years down before, we were 100%, almost 95% dependent on only agriculture segment with a revenue of around 20 crores what we are there. Slowly we have grown from 20 to 100 crores with a diversification factor coming to around 60%. So that is the initiative. Now with the entering into defense and industrial engineering and other automotive segment also, we definitely want to diversify in diverse industries so that business impact. In addition to this, we also planning to increase our wallet share on per customer, so that in per vehicle or per product what our customer manufactures, our shares gets increased. That way the dependency and synergy partnership with the customer gets increased.
Okay, understood. Sir, as you said, defense sector, the orders which we have get on some AVNL, so how do you see the business scaling over the next few years as defense sector is very important in in the industry?
Yeah, it is very important. The way the government or that sector is also optimizing on indigenization, localization of products. This definitely is a good opportunity for us, and whatever we have experienced in last 14-18 months, when we have started exploring that segment, we had a multiple customer visits, also audits, executions, and so we found that our infrastructure or the facility what we already have installed is ideal for them, where we can explore a good business opportunity. However, my experience is segment is bit slow, so to penetrate and to have a substantial hold on that, it will take another 4 to 6 quarters at least.
Okay, sir. Understood. So means like first we get the order from defense sector, then after that it all comes to really with the experience we go have a good profile, then the defense sector orders will come more.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. So what happened is, for defense sector, we are targeted to directly direct. We are not right now willing to enter, or not targeted to enter into a tier 1 as a tier 2 or tier 3 supplier. where we supply to our defense manufacturing, system manufacturing suppliers. We are directly targeting PSU sectors where we can participate, we can have more value addition and better synergy for our long-term growth. That is the vision we have. That's why maybe we are a bit slow in working on that. But things, we are positive that it will get moved.
Sure. You see, basically, we have to go through the entire tendering process, since you are connected directly to PSU. So the process, whatever is defined, you have to follow, and that time process is required for the same.
Okay, sir. Last question on is EBITDA margins. Like, we have improved at 13.3%. So what are the key levels for the next over the next as the revenue increases?
See, at a better capacity utilization of around 85% and a good product mix with few high margin part coming into the kitty, we expect to stabilize at a EBITDA of around 18 to 20%. Maybe by not in by FY 27, but by FY 28, we will be at 18 to 20% EBITDA level.
Sure, sir. Thank you, sir, and all the best, sir.
Yeah, thank you.
Thank you so much, sir.
Yeah.
Ladies and gentlemen, if you have any questions, please press star and one on your telephone keypad. Ladies and gentlemen, if you have any questions, please press star and one on your telephone keypad. There are no further questions, sir. Now I hand over the floor to the management for closing comments.
Yeah. Thank you. Yeah. I want to extend my sincere gratitude to our board of directors for the guidance, our employees, for the dedication, our customers, for the trust, and our shareholders for the unwavering support. We remain committed to consistent execution and transparent communication. Thank you for joining and taking your valuable time on this. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you so much, sir. Ladies and gentlemen, this concludes your conference for today. Thank you for your participation and for using those of us conference call service. You may disconnect your lines now. Thank you and have a pleasant evening.